I'm Eric Gould, and here's the regional news from KVNF. A special unit of the Colorado National Guard will be in Montrose today, conducting testing for the novel coronavirus on behalf of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Tests will be conducted Monday, March 23rd at the Montrose County Events Center. 100 county residents are being carefully selected to be tested based on various risk factors, symptoms, and state requirements for data collection. Local providers and public health experts are coordinating in the selection process. Please note, you may not request the test in person at the testing site. Everyone needs to be pre-screened. Please contact your primary care provider to be pre-screened if you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. Montrose County Media Relations Manager Katie Jurgensen spoke with KVNF News last Friday to talk about today's events in Montrose.
The National Guard will be coming to Montrose on Monday to assist with testing. So this is in association with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. They have a limited number of test kits that will be provided. And so at this time, we are working with local private care providers and public health to determine who the individuals are that will be tested. Those individuals will be certainly some of our most vulnerable populations or those that are experiencing some adverse symptoms. So we are working with them to determine appointments for that testing, but we just want our community to be aware. There will be increased presence, and there will be increased law enforcement presence. They will be staging at the Montrose County Event Center, and there is no risk to public safety or public health. But the important thing to remember is that you cannot drive up. You need to be pre-screened as a patient in order to get tested.
Approximately 70 people from the Department of Public Health and Environment and the National Guard arrived in town Sunday to begin setting up for the testing. There will be increased law enforcement presence today as testing is in progress. Those events follow on the heels of the announcement Friday that the first case of COVID-19 has been confirmed in Montrose County. According to a press release, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and Montrose County Public Health has confirmed that one person in Montrose County tested positive for novel coronavirus COVID-19 on March 20th. The individual is a 39-year-old male and is currently in quarantine at his residence. Montrose Memorial Hospital has implemented temporary visitor restrictions. As such, people with respiratory symptoms are not permitted to visit. Symptoms include cough, sore throat, aches, fever. Children under the age of 18 are not allowed in the patient care areas. Additionally, only one visitor will be allowed per patient, and lengths of visits may be limited. And in more news from the listening area, Hinsdale County also confirmed its first positive test for the novel coronavirus COVID-19 last Friday. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano reports.
A Lake City resident in her 70s has contracted coronavirus. Tara Hardy is the public health director for the Silver Thread Public Health District, which covers Hinsdale and Mineral counties. Hardy says the woman started showing symptoms on March 9th, but wasn't tested until the 14th.
The last I heard, she was on a ventilator. She was transferred to Grand Junction on the 20th, the same day we got confirmation of the test.
Hardy says with COVID-19 now in Hinsdale County, the next step is for public health to conduct a communicable disease investigation.
What that entails is my nurse goes around and contacts anybody that may have had contact with this patient during her symptomatic phase, reaches out to them, assesses what kind of and what level of contact they've had, and then gives recommendations on quarantining themselves.
Hardy says it seems the woman had limited social contact with others in the community.
We have not finished the complete investigation yet, so I don't know that I can speak to any kind of outcomes as to what the recommendation is as far as where she may have picked up the virus.
Lake City doesn't have a hospital. The nearest one is an hour away in Gunnison County, where there are 22 positive cases of coronavirus as of Sunday. Hardy says if a person's going downhill, they'll need a transport outside of the area.
Given the state that we're in right now, we are doing our best to not completely take over one place or another, depending on how many cases we might potentially have. Our EMS crew is very cognizant of the fact that every healthcare system is going to be easily tapped out during this event.
Hardy says Hinsdale County needs to do whatever it can to protect its vulnerable populations.
We have a large group of 60 and older, those with underlying health conditions, and those with compromised immune systems.
Life in Lake City looks different these days. Restaurants are offering only takeout. Churches aren't holding services. The library is closed. County buildings are closed to the public. The school district has switched to online learning. Public Health Director Tara Hardy says the Lake City Medical Center is urging residents to call ahead.
We have such a limited healthcare system, and then our EMS crew running all on volunteers. So the medical center is trying to limit patients coming in and out of the building so as to reduce exposure or any kind of spreading of the virus if people do have it.
Hardy says the county has limited testing abilities.
The triage and screening for patients to get tested is pretty rigorous because of our limited capabilities of testing. It's like that throughout the state. We're not alone. The biggest complaint is lack of supplies, whether it's personal protection equipment, the PPEs, or the testing capabilities is one of our biggest frustrations.
Hardy says public health officials want residents to stay home, limit social contact, and shop in town for supplies rather than traveling to neighboring communities.
Be very cognizant that the virus does exist in those communities. It exists in our community as well. If you are traveling to Gunnison or Montrose or any place, it's recommended that you go, you limit the number of stops that you take. While you're there, take every safety precaution you can. Maybe send just one household member up instead of taking the whole family to run around.
Hardy says residents that travel outside of Hinsdale County are asked to self-quarantine for at least 7 days. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
And in Capitol coverage, in another effort to curb the spread of coronavirus, Governor Jared Polis is ordering most businesses to reduce the number of workers at their offices by 50%. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Polis says residents should remain at home except to get supplies, care for loved ones, drive to work, or to get some fresh air. But he is not issuing a shelter-in-place order because he says they cannot be enforced. That's why he's encouraging employers to have as many people working remotely as possible.
Which might mean every third cubicle instead of every cubicle. It might mean there's two shifts with people coming in at different times. It might mean that everybody's telecommuting. We would love anybody that can get to 80, 90% telecommuting. Please do that.
Polis said Coloradans are risking the lives of others if they don't practice good social distancing. The executive order announced on Sunday does not apply to essential services like healthcare workers and financial institutions. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.